Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's defense modernization, a joint venture between Adani Defense and Aerospace and Israel Weapon Industries has delivered the first batch of 2,000 light machine guns to the Indian Army, 11 months ahead of schedule. First, let's understand why this is in the news. The delivery of these light machine guns is a crucial milestone in India's efforts to enhance its defense capabilities. What makes this significant is that these guns are being manufactured in India, marking a major step towards achieving self-reliance in defense production. Building on this, it's essential to delve into the background of India's small arms challenge. The Indian Army had been operating the INSAS LMG in 5.56 by 45mm caliber since the 1990s. However, despite being indigenously developed, the INSAS LMG faced several criticisms, including jamming and reliability issues in extreme cold, lower stopping power compared to adversaries equipped with 7.62 mm weapons, and obsolete ergonomics and limited modularity. The Army had been seeking a replacement for decades, but the procurement process moved slowly. It wasn't until the emergency procurement routes under the Revised Defense Acquisition Procedure of 2020 that the process accelerated. Now, let's look at PLR Systems and the NEGV contract. PLR Systems is a joint venture between Adani Defense and Aerospace, which holds a majority stake, and Israel Weapon Industries, a leading Israeli small arms manufacturer known for its products like the Teva, Galil, Negev, and Yuzadai families. PLR Systems established its manufacturing facility at Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh, which was inaugurated in 2023 and has an annual production capacity of up to 100,000 weapons per year. The contract for the NEGV LMGs was signed in August 2024 under the emergency procurement route. The contract is for 41,000 units, which is the largest single small arms contract ever awarded to an Indian private company. The delivery timeline for the contract is 5 years, but the first batch of 2,000 Prahar LMGs was delivered on 28 March 2026, 11 months ahead of schedule. Additionally, 4,000 more units are planned for delivery in 2026. The weapon itself, the NEGV NG7, is branded as the Prahar LMG for Indian service. It's worth noting that the full transfer of technology from Israel Weapon Industries to PLR Systems is included in the contract, which will enable India to indigenously manufacture these light machine guns. Now, let us turn to the significance of this development for Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense. The Indian government's Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative in defense aims to reduce import dependence and promote self-reliance in defense production. The Defense Acquisition Procedure of 2020 created categories like Make in India and Buy Indian, indigenously designed, developed, and manufactured, which have paved the way for private sector participation in defense production. India's negative import list, now known as the Defense Acquisition List, progressively restricts the import of weapons that can be made domestically. Small arms, including rifles, LMGs, and pistols, have been on the positive indigenization list since 2021. Traditionally, India's defense production was monopolized by defense public sector undertakings, such as the Ordnance Factories, HAL, BAIL, and DRDO. However, the Defense Acquisition Procedure of 2020 and the corporatization of Ordnance Factories in 2021 have opened up space for private players. The contract awarded to PLR Systems is significant as it is the first large-scale private small arms contract, setting a precedent for future procurement. It's also worth noting that India's defense exports have reached a record high, with exports valued at 38,424 crore in the financial year 2025-26, representing a growth of 62.66%. PLR Systems' production capacity of 100,000 weapons per year positions it well for future export orders, given that the NEGV LMG is used by over 30 countries. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The company behind the NEGV LMG is PLR Systems, which is a joint venture between Adani Defense and Aerospace and Israel Weapon Industries. The weapon itself is the NEGV NG-7, branded as the Praher LMG, with a caliber of 7.62 by 51 mm NATO. The contract is for 41,000 units, valued at the largest single private small arms contract, with the first delivery of 2,000 units taking place on 28 March 2026, 11 months ahead of schedule. The manufacturing plant is located at Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh, with a production capacity of 100,000 weapons per year. The INSAS LMG, which the Praher LMG replaces, was in service since the 1990s and had a caliber of 5.56 mm. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to your preparation for the General Studies Paper 3, which covers security and defense, as well as the General Studies Paper 2, which covers governance. Specifically, this topic relates to India's defense modernization, small arms procurement, and the role of the private sector in defense production. Remember this number, 41,000 units, which is the total number of NEGV LMGs to be delivered under the contract. Note this carefully, the defense acquisition procedure of 2020 has created opportunities for private sector participation in defense production. With that background in place, let us look at the broader significance of this development. The delivery of the NEGV LMGs to the Indian Army marks a significant step towards achieving self-reliance in defense production, which is a critical component of the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. As India continues to enhance its defense capabilities, it's essential to remember that defense modernization is a complex process that involves multiple stakeholders, including the government, the private sector, and foreign partners. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is moving towards reducing its dependence on imports and promoting self-reliance in defense production, which will have significant implications for its national security and defense capabilities. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance of this topic. This development is relevant to the General Studies Paper 3, which covers security and defense, as well as the General Studies Paper 2, which covers governance. Specifically, this topic relates to India's defense modernization, small arms procurement, and the role of the private sector in defense production. The prelims facts to remember include the name of the company, PLR Systems, which is a joint venture between Adani Defense and Aerospace and Israel Weapon Industries, the name of the weapon, NEGV NG-7, branded as the Praher LMG, and the contract details, including the quantity and delivery timeline. In conclusion, the delivery of the NEGV LMGs to the Indian Army is a significant development that marks a major step towards achieving self-reliance in defense production, which is critical for India's national security and defense capabilities. As India continues to enhance its defense capabilities, it's essential to understand the complexities of defense modernization and the role of the private sector in promoting self-reliance in defense production. The significance of this development lies in its potential to reduce India's dependence on imports and promote self-reliance in defense production, which will have far-reaching implications for India's strategic position and national security.